but had a layover in Chicago's O'Hare.
Yeah, that was the layover that got him. So when they were boarding in Chicago, they noticed that the ground, they were looking out the window, you know how you do it, see the luggage getting loaded. Mm-hmm. They noticed that the ground crews were literally throwing their instruments out on the tarmac.
Yeah, for sure.
He and Dave Carroll, you know, tried to tell the flight attendants, but was met with some indifference, like, yeah, so what?
Yeah.
This happens all the time.
Not my job.
That's right. It's not my circus down there. I don't know what's going on. Well, when they arrived in Omaha, he discovered that $1,500 worth of damage to his Taylor guitar. It was ruined.
Yeah, little did he know this was just the beginning of the fiasco. So he contacted United several times, like over a week or two or maybe even a month, and they kept pushing him off to other people, and finally... I believe her name was Miss Irwin, finally said, we're not reimbursing the damage. And so Dave Carroll told him, well, if you don't, I'm going to write a song about this and put it on YouTube. And they said, well, we're not really concerned with a no-name band producing a song and putting it on YouTube.
Oh, big mistake.
Good
big
challenge.
Big mistake.
Well, he did publish that song on YouTube, and the first day it had 500 views, first day. And within a week, it went viral, and United Airlines stock fell by 10%.
Yes.
Wow.
United then reached out to Dave Carroll, offering him to buy a new guitar. But oh no, Dave Carroll refused.
Absolutely not.
As of Friday of last week, the song had over 20 million, almost 21 million views, and I was one of them. and I connected to him on LinkedIn.
Did he accept it? Fantastic.
And I watched the video. Oh my gosh.
They're from Canada?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to watch it.
You got to watch the video. It is hilarious.
It's really funny.
Yeah. Well, maybe United looked into automating this process after the incident, but I'm pretty sure I still see manual processes down on tarmac. But, Greg, every business looks for ways to be innovative and improve customer service and processes. But as I mentioned earlier today, we're going to be discussing a Forbes article that I spelled wrong right there. And last week, from last week, and it's titled, What Should Your Business Still Be Doing Manually Anyway?
It's a Forbes article.
It's a Forbes article.
Well, with the acceleration of technology, Ben and Greg, and the artificial intelligence that's around, there's been a race to fully automate some industries.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Capel, the author, talks about four specific things that businesses should never automate. Simply put, automation is not for every aspect of your business.
Yeah, that's right. So, Greg, again, you don't get away. Whoa. I got a question for you.
You're living on the edge, right. Ben Jones, asking Greg a question.
What are some things as a radio personality that you just cannot automate?
You can't. Personality.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, I mean, you got to be here, right?
You could be like one of those iBots,
I could.
Yeah.
You could, but no one would die.
The iBots.
No one would tune in.
Tomorrow, I think I'll pull in an Alexa.
There you go. Just set Alexa up here.
Yeah, play some songs, Alexa.
That's right. Well, here are a few more things.
37 degrees.
That's right. Well, here's some more things that the article discusses that businesses should not automate.
Yeah, the first process identified that should not be automated is responding to customer reviews. I can see how that go really bad.
Send Alexa on that one.
Yeah. In this day and age, customer reviews can make or break your business. They're what your potential customers see and read before deciding on your product. I mean, just ask the lady at United who turned down Dave Carroll.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's...
She wasn't even automated, and she made a bad decision.
Absolutely. So all responses to reviews should be genuine and personalized, and that's really just something you can't automate. So the next process Capel identifies is providing customer service or customer support. When customers are calling companies for support, there's usually something that they are not happy with in regard to your product or service.
Yeah, for sure. And businesses who automate the customer support line run the risk of further frustrating the customer in general.
Yeah, 100%.
Like when you're mad and you get like an iChat coming back at you or an iBot coming back at you.
Yeah, call Comcast.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, really?
That is a very good example of it, yes.
All right, so the third process the article discusses is engaging on social media. media. In other words, I guess you should not automate that. No. Engaging people on social media is going to continue to be a necessary function of businesses as the younger generations enter the workforce and they come up and they start families.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, having cookie-cutter responses more than likely will not drive the type of engagement businesses are hoping to
achieve.
Thank
you for your response. We'll get back to you.
Yes. Thank you very much. You're a VIP.
You're a valued customer.
That's right. So the final thing that businesses should never automate is thanking customers. And when it comes to showing your customers your appreciation, handwriting or sending a simple thank you note or email can go a long, long way with customers.
Yeah, you know, if there are some areas of businesses that should not be automated, you might be asking yourself, well, then what should be automated?
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's a list of a few things that businesses, you know, you could benefit from automating.
Sure.
These accounting tasks, payroll tax filings, appointment and meeting scheduling, and processes that help you run your business. So things are not customer facing.
Yeah, some of the back office stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's worth noting that the things that this article identifies should not be automated all have to do with customer service and the customer experience.
Like loading luggage. While they're watching.
While they watch you destroy your music equipment. So at the end of the day, customers want to be able to engage with a human at some level at your business. And if they do not receive that TLC, they will go to your competitor.
Yep, for sure. So maybe, Greg, some of your listeners are not receiving the TLC they need from their employer.
It can be frustrating.
If that's you, come on over to our office and let's have a chat. Or maybe you're a business leader that needs a handful of new team members. Call us. We help businesses every day fill their labor needs. So, Ben, how can people contact us here in the Jackson area?
Yeah, so if business leaders and potential team members want to talk with us, they can find us on Facebook at U.S. Staffing Agency. They can live chat with us on our website at usstaffingagency.com. Or you can come over to our Jackson location at 707 North Wisner Street. We're between Ganson and Norris Street on the east side. And our phone number there is 787-6150. Now, Greg, this is just a teaser.
Yeah.
Coming in June and July, your listeners should be looking out for, we are going to be doing a summer of giveaways at U.S. Staffing.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to be giving away a bunch of stuff. All throughout June and July. So
At all of our branches.
Yep. Yeah.
Stuff.
Yep.
Just good old stuff.
There's going to be probably some grills and mopeds and gift certificates.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just
radio personalities.
What's the occasion?
No occasion. Just you know.
Good guys.
Yeah.
They're just good guys.
That's right.
We want your business.
Okay. What's the name of that band?
Dave Carroll Band.
Yep.
C-A-R-R-O-L-L.
I'll be looking forward to watching that.
YouTube United Breaks Guitars.
Oh, you and it'll come right up. It'll probably come right up on YouTube.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.